From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. France is watching in shock as the story of Dominique Strauss-Kahn unfolds. When the news broke that the head of the International Monetary Fund had been arrested, there was surprise. Some even leapt to his defense. But now France is coming to grips with the charges against one of its star politicians. And as Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris, the soul searching has begun.
Attitudes to the Dominique Strauss-Kahn affair have been changing on an almost hourly basis in France ever since the country woke up to the news that DSK, as he's known here, had been arrested in New York for attempted rape and sexual assault. The news was shocking enough, but nothing could prepare the French for what they would see on their televisions on Monday. Live footage of Strauss-Kahn being led away in handcuffs. In France, it is illegal to show pictures of a handcuffed person if they have not yet been convicted. The second shock was when cameras inside the courtroom showed DSK being arraigned before the eyes of the whole world, like, said one commentator, a common criminal. Cameras are not allowed in French courtrooms, and those pictures shocked the French to their core, says François Dorcival of the news magazine Valeurs Actuelles.
Ces images, les menottes.
These images were brutally real for French people. Before that, they had only seen this in Hollywood films. It's a huge difference. We felt it viscerally, that this man, who in France is a star, is going to be ground up by the American judicial machine.
Gérard Carreyrou is an op-ed writer at the newspaper France Soir. He says many people are criticizing the American system, but at least it treats everybody the same. The French system, he says, hasn't changed since Louis XIV, and he calls the criticism hypocritical.
In France, when you are a VIP, very important person, like Dominique Strauss-Kahn is, you have always a way to get out of some situations.
Strauss-Kahn has long had a reputation in France as a womanizer. It was often talked about in parties or at society dinners, but it was never exposed in the press. There are two reasons for that, says political analyst Nicole Bacharan. One is that France has powerful privacy laws. The other is society's attitude.
There is a very high tolerance for, you know, adultery, womanizing. It doesn't mean that everybody approves of it. It means that people draw the line, okay, that's a private matter, as long as it doesn't interfere with public or political life.
But the revelation that that code of silence may be enabling powerful men to indulge in unacceptable sexual behavior is starting to change attitudes. Today, on a popular television talk show, male and female panelists spoke about how men who hit on women in France were protected by a sort of silence or a boys will be boys attitude, and that sexual harassment is not taken seriously enough. That's one reason why a young journalist who said Strauss-Kahn attacked her 9 years ago never came forward until now. A video of her describing the incident in detail in 2007 is only now circulating on the web. The woman's lawyer says she is now planning to press charges because she believes she will finally be taken seriously. Dahlia Breton of the feminist group Osez le Féminisme says the way the DSK scandal is being discussed by the media and French society is shameful.
We're seeing very bad jokes on the internet. It's clear that sexual violence toward women is still minimized and not taken seriously in the collective imagination.
The French media is being criticized from outside and within for not doing its job properly. Many people in France believe the DSK affair, no matter how it turns out, is a watershed moment and will bring permanent change to French media and society. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.